All right, we've been talking a lot about youth unemployment, especially lately with summer jobs. And economists say we're looking at it all wrong, that the lack of youth jobs, and they're saying youth, but I think they also mean like just fresh out of college,
yeah,
like early 20s to mid 20s. It's not about AI. It's not about whatever's going on with the economy. They say it is the expansion of remote work is to blame.
I am taking this with a grain of salt, but we'll talk about it. So, yeah, it's a New York Fed study. So, sorry, but right there, I'm like, oh, rich people are against work from home. Crazy. Mm-hmm. They say that remote work, not AI, is the main driver of rising unemployment among recent college grads, estimating it explains about 64% of the increase. If you don't know, unemployment for young graduates hit 5.6% in March of 2026. That's up from 3.6% 7 years ago. To me, first of all, that's a 2% increase. Exactly 2% increase. Mm-hmm. Is that worth panicking over? Is that worth freaking out over? Maybe if it keeps going up. But 2% over 7 years, I don't know. But they claim that's nearly doubling, which, you know, it's bad. They're claiming it's really bad.
Can I ask what you're not saying yet?
Yeah.
Which is, do you think some of this is an old school thinking of being against remote work? And this is an excuse that's being given,
yeah,
to try to
100%
be against it. Yeah.
Because this is all the qualifiers they basically have. They say that basically nobody wants to train somebody to do a job from their house. Nobody wants to hire somebody who's fresh out of school to do a job if they're not going to be seeing them all the time. Well, then train them on site and then say you can earn work from home. You have to work here for the first year and then you work from home. I think any decent business would have figured this out. I don't think that people are avoiding hiring young people fresh out of college who are cheaper because of this. I think it's just, it's either AI or it's a reluctance in hiring in general. I don't think that people are avoiding hiring young people because they don't want to have to train them remotely.
Yeah. The author said, quote, employers may not want to hire fresh graduates onto distributed teams, AKA teams that are in different places, because it's harder to teach them the skills they need from a distance. I don't like the all or nothing attitude about this, which I think is some of what you're getting at. It's that remote work is to blame. And so the jobs are going away. And so that's why they're not hiring people just out of college. It doesn't matter how old they are. You're going to have to teach them somehow. And so what difference does it make if they're 22, where they're perhaps more computer literate than somebody my age and maybe have a better time with that training from afar? Do hybrid then at the beginning. Do something else at the beginning then.
I think it's also... unemployment is up everywhere. And I actually wonder the 5% or 5.6% they say that recent graduates are at, which is historically high and really bad. And I'm not disputing that. But I'm wondering if that number is actually even higher. Mm-hmm. Like how much of that is offset by kids, younger people getting a job at Pizza Hut or DoorDash, or, you know, those are people more likely to be in the gig economy, right? If you're young. So I wonder if 5.6% is even accurate. The thing that I don't know why, and I don't even think it's AI. I think that it's too easy to just blame everything on everybody expects AI to be replacing jobs. That might be true, but that's not an excuse to not hire somebody right now.
Right.
That's an excuse to hire them and then get rid of them. But it's not an excuse to not hire anybody because AI isn't replacing jobs at this second. That's one area that this is correct in. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why they're more reluctant to hire younger people.
If you have an opinion, if you are somebody who makes that decision, 913-586-7798, if you want to talk about the quality of young workers right now, let's try to be kind about it. Mm-hmm. But if that's, as we search for answers a little bit, if that's part of it, feel free. I want to talk about the remote work for half a second, though, because what I think is interesting is that pandemic made it possible in ways that we did not know were possible, including for us. We didn't know we could do it until we had to do it. Suddenly, everybody that had to do it didn't know they could do it until they had to do it.
Yeah.
And some of those people had to go back in and some did not. And I just think about friends of mine who I know who work in some really big companies. They were forced to go back in for a while and then the employers backed off of it. Finally getting rid of some of the real estate, like finally figuring
out,
you know, panic a little bit one way or the other. And now we're kind of getting to a more normal halfway point. 71% of workers say they like a hybrid arrangement. And I think companies are becoming comfortable with that also, that as long as we can see you in the office some, so we don't feel like you're just loose out in the out in space somewhere, then hybrid is okay. And employers are okay with that, or employees are okay with that too.
This is just a personal thing, but I worked for a company that literally did the opposite of the smart thing. I worked for a company that said, nope, you have
several
to come
companies
in.
Companies in radio did that. Yeah.
You have to come in. Don't care about the risk. You have to be live on air and you have to be in the studio with each other every single day because we need to pretend that this is normal.
So what if microphones spread disease?
Oh,
quickly?
They were. And then we were doing a bunch of weird, kooky things like, and who knows, maybe they're right, but like UV light cleansing. And I was like, why not burn some sage while we're at it, you know? And then the company I worked for decided to buy a much more expensive office and studio space in downtown Waltham, Massachusetts, instead of where we were at, which was in Dorchester, which was a lot cheaper. I'm sorry, I'm just ranting here. And then went, we don't have any money. Oh God, we're going to have to fire everybody. And then ended up having to fire everybody. It was just like, what? Yeah. We all knew that this was coming. It was so frustrating watching them make stupid decision after stupid decision and justify it. Like, no. Because you guys will make more money because everyone else will be working from home, but you guys will be in studio. So it's going to show the dedication to our sponsors. And oh my God. Anyway. If you are somebody who is an employer, why are you reluctant to hire young people? Is it they just don't have the same work ethic? Is it because you have to train them remotely? I don't think that's that. Is it because it's just not worth it and you can get more productivity out of your older workers? I think that
again, because they are cheaper. So you would think you would want to hire them.
You know what? I think that might be it more than anything is how many people listening to me right now, if you are at work on your lunch break or whatever, how many of you are just feeling squeezed all the time at work where there used to be six people in your department and now you're doing all of their work? You're the last one left and you didn't get a pay increase.
You don't have time to train anyone.
Right. So instead of hiring new people, they got rid of people and they're just making Gary do everything.
Yeah. Here's a text we just got. And I just asked what kind of company, but listener says, I run interviews from March until August. Most younger applicants have crazy stipulations. Like I won't work nights or weekends.
Okay.
I believe you because that's what you're saying. And if that's true, I mean, you and I have both worked every shift that exists in the industry. Yep. I mean, I worked overnights. I worked every weekend. We were okay with that. Because everybody did it. So if that's the reason, okay.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure it out a little bit.
Go ahead, Quinn.
It's because we're stupid and lazy and do TikTok dances. There you go. Let me summarize
you do TikTok
the internet
dances?
For you. Out here doing the floss.
He's actually doing them all the time. When you're not here, it is nonstop.
Well, we don't hear you for a little while when I see you looking down at your phone, you're just wiggling a little bit.
What are some TikTok dances? I don't even know. He's doing the milk crate challenge. Okay, here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, Quentin, and probably piss you and everybody under the age of 30 off, but I actually intend this as admiration and not as an admonishment. Your generation takes things seriously that every generation before you did not. And the things you take seriously are things like work-life balance. And the clock says 8, I'm off at 8, I'm going home.
That was in the pit.
Exactly what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. And because the generations before you were willing to work for free because it meant a job, And because the generations before you were willing to take on extra work and not push
and
back.
And weren't allowed to say no.
And were, and were
had
willing
no choice.
To give up their unions because it meant I get a little bit of extra money in my paycheck that's not going to my union dues.
Dang, union's coming up again.
Because of that, sorry to get political, because of that, your generation looks lazy. And for a lot of employers, I think, not just lazy, but entitled.
And I was just thinking entitled. And the people who are hiring for those jobs
right.
are us.
Right.
So eventually that'll work itself out because you who are young, you'll be doing that hiring eventually.
But
and hopefully not.
At the same time, those of us who put up with the crap that we did carry with us indignation towards people like you or not you specifically, but you, people of your generation who are like, no, I'm not working when I'm off the clock or no, I'm not taking the work home with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're not right for that, but that indignation is still there. Like when I was, we talked about it on that episode of The Pit when that mm-hmm. when she says, "No, I'm going home. My shift's over."
Yeah, but in a job like that.
Yeah, in a job like that, what are you doing? Like you can't just decide to go home just because your shift's over. And she's like, "No, I'm mm-hmm. going home. I'm going home." I mean, that's how it should be, though. That is how it should be. Yeah,
but I also understand it from an employer's point of view. Because everything I'm on board, everything you just said, I totally get. And I also understand it from an employer's point of view saying, who do you think you are to come in and dictate to me what hours you're going to work and when you're going to be on call and when you're going to, you know.
I here's the problem, I think, is the young people act like they have leverage that they don't.
Correct.
That's the problem.
They've earned that. Earn that place.
Right. They act like they have leverage that they don't, but leverage that they should have. That workers should have more power and more rights. They don't.
Is leverage something you earn or is it something you start off with?
I think everybody, it's the same thing as asking whether you, to me, that's like saying, does a child have rights? I don't think you earn, as an employee, I don't think you earn those rights. Like, I don't want to, whatever that work-life balance is, you should have the right to dictate the terms of your employment, but so few people even think about doing it.
And bosses can say,
no,
you can't.
Yeah.
And that's the situation that we work in.
I mean, if I'm getting an interview and it's like, hey, if the question is asked, hey, what do you, you know, at the end of the interview, it's like, what do you think about this? Is there anything that you need on your end? And in my response is, I don't want to work weekends.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're mad at me because I said that. Well, then don't ask me the question. You don't want to. You just want to hear me agree with you and shake your hand and leave.
But here's what it comes down to. I feel like is that if that employer thinks you are bringing enough to the table, they will give that to you. It's all about negotiation, right? It's your value. If they think that you are good enough or going to be good enough in that job that they want you for it, then they'll give you something back so that you'll take the job. If you don't bring enough value to it, and I think that's where I'm thinking about leverage and earning that leverage is being better at your job and being valuable in it, then you can dictate more of that.
Here's a really interesting text, and we'll go to break and talk about this some more coming back. 178 says, I totally agree with what Jonathan is saying right now. I'm an elder millennial, and I work with a bunch of Gen Zs, and they will not work nights. They will not work weekends. They will not work shifts that impact their workouts. They protect their peace and their life balance, work-life balance. It drives me insane because I have to pick up all the shifts that they don't because somebody has to do it.
I was going to ask that. What if somebody has to work at night? Who does it?
So my question, I don't know what this person does for a living, but why do you have to pick it up?
Because somebody has to, and if they're the boss,
what happens if they're the boss, then that's fine, that's fair, and that sucks. There's nobody else to pick it up. But if you're not the boss, what do you, like? Is everybody going to get fired? Is what would happen if you didn't pick that up?
Aren't we afraid a little bit
of getting in trouble?
Everybody. Yeah, of them. Getting mad and saying, okay, then we don't want you here anymore.
And that, I think, is what is at the crux of so much of this, is that I don't think being out of a job is that scary for younger people.
Well, and they don't have as much to lose either.
Right. And it's easier to find one. Like,
right.
I mean, I don't want to paint too broadly here, but it's like Tinder or like dating apps. You know, maybe relationships don't count for as much because you can go on dating apps and find somebody else. It's easier to... I know. Okay, that's fair.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
That was not an audible eye roll, but it could have been and should have been.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, it's not as easy as it sounds. But it's easier than it used to be, I guess. And so
sure.
I think that it's just not as scary for younger people to be without a job. And maybe, and I need to stop speaking for Quentin while he has the mic in his hand, but maybe younger people don't view themselves as identified with their job as previous generations did.
Yeah. And you don't have, like I said, you don't have kids yet.
Yeah.
You don't have money invested in a 401k. You don't need to make as much for your lifestyle.
Maybe all these Gen Z workers and this older millennial should form a group and should be able to go to their boss.
Don't talk politics.
And should be able to have that conversation as a collective.
Yeah.
And maybe you can get better working conditions.
We do have a union. What are you talking about? Yeah. This is what it's like even when you have a union at this day and age. 913-586-7798. Why don't you want to hire young people, and why is it so hard for young people to get hired? That's next.
Why are young people having such a hard time finding jobs? The Federal Reserve Bank of New York blames remote work. Remote work is up, so is youth unemployment, and they say the two are connected. In fact, they think remote work can account for 64% of the recent increase in the unemployment rate for young college graduates. It went up to 5.6% this past March. That is up 2% in about 7 years.
The problem that I have with some of this discussion is we had that texter who said that they have to pick up a bunch of shifts that their Gen Z coworkers aren't picking up. And I totally get that somebody has to do it mentality. That's noble to an extent. But the problem is that company is probably not going to reward you for doing that.
Correct. Right.
They're going to start expecting it instead.
Right.
They're not going to reward
it once.
They're not going to give you
all the time
a bonus. Exactly. They're going to be like, well, thank God Bill is here to do that work because everyone else is lazy. Oh, OK. Should we give Bill a raise? No, we're not giving him a raise.
Unless you work in something that has overtime, like nursing or in the, or police or something like that, where, again, union protection, which is the word of the day. Mm-hmm. But something like that where you would have to be paid overtime to agree to do it because you have to have somebody in those jobs all the time.
This is a good point. 148 says, I'll bet workers from poorer working class families aren't that picky. Yeah, I bet they are.
True.
I bet they are not. I bet they are willing to be respectful in interviews, call the person sir or ma'am, whatever. I'll also say that what we're talking about is college graduates not being hired as much.
Right. High school kids.
Right. Exactly.
Although they're having a problem too, but for different reasons.
Let's see from the text line. Their parents never told them no. Now they have to hear no. They're college. They went through college. That's the whole point of this. Their college professors told them no. I mean, people have told them no in their life. College is hard. Though we did have the story that Harvard is starting to crack down on grade inflation.
So maybe, too many A's.
Maybe it's not that hard. Point is, I also want to make the distinction here. A lot of the things that people are complaining about young people doing are things that young people have always done. Oh, they don't show up for work on time. They dress like slobs. They are a little bit lazy. That's something that has been true of every generation of young people. That was what it was complained about. Baby boomers, Generation X, millennials, and now Gen Z. That's not novel. That's not new. What is new is that undergrads aren't getting hired. And why is the question?
Yeah, and I think that's interesting that we could talk about that more, about how do we, if that's true, for those who are saying, and you and I are not saying this, but for those who are saying that young people are more entitled, or parents are babying them, or helicopter parents, or all that stuff. How do we shift it then?
Yeah.
Because I didn't grow up that way.
No.
I mean, I knew I was happy to have my first full-time job in radio, and I was willing to work whatever hours they would give me.
Right.
And I was grateful for it. And everybody before me did it, and everybody after me did it. Right. And at some point they stopped doing it, and I don't resent the people that didn't have to do it, but I just, again, we were working in our early teens,
yeah.
And I think that's where it comes from a little bit, too. So if that's the problem, for those of you who are saying that's the problem, how do we change that?
From the text line, my daughter is Gen Z, and she works full-time, weekends if needed, and does classes online for her master's. She's the exception to her generation. See, this is the thing, too. I don't even know if that's true. I mean, not that your daughter isn't exceptional. I'm sure she is. But I would still say the majority of young people are probably at least trying. Like, I don't think that they're all slackers and lazy, but the problem is distinguishing the Gen Z issue versus just young people in general.
Right.
If you're texting and say, well, they're all on drugs. First of all, they actually do drugs less than any other generation before them. So that's not the case. Right. They don't know how to read a clock. If you're saying they're on their phone all the time, okay. Mm-hmm. We can have that discussion. They're distracted by their phone. Sure. Actually, that's probably a huge problem. Mm-hmm. That's fair. From the text line, if you apply for a job and weekends are included in the job description, then you need to work it or don't apply for the job. Just do the job duties you are given.
And hope that it's not always going to be that way.
Yeah.
In theory, that's what would happen in a job is mm-hmm. that you won't have to do it as you get seniority. You won't have to do it as much as somebody else. Let me throw this question out too, because I'm curious. If this really is true, and I believe that it is, that a lot of young people can't find jobs, what are they doing? If our unemployment rate for youth is 5.6%,
yep.
what are those, especially if they're in their early 20s?
Moving back in with their parents.
22 to 25, what are they doing?
Yeah. They're seeing a lot of boomerang kids. They're moving out, going to college, and then moving back in with their parents. That's happening a lot. It's in low or high unemployment rate and low employment rate. With young people who just graduated college as part of it. I also, mm-hmm. I mean, I think maybe could young people be too picky about jobs?
Sure.
Like they think I'm above this, or I
it's not what I got my degree in.
Right.
And so I'm waiting for what I got my degree in.
Right. So the reason unemployment is higher is because they're just not applying for,
or they're majoring in things where jobs don't exist. I could totally see that being a problem where I'm going to go and get my liberal arts degree and take philosophy classes, and they don't think going in, well, what job is that going to get you?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out none.
Okay. A couple. We'll end on these two from the text line. 7333 says, I once got stuck overnight at a job because the person who covered on call didn't report and the big bosses wouldn't come in because that was beneath them. I wish my younger self would have just walked out and known my worth. Sometimes young people are just dispensable to management and companies. I don't know where that job was, but I literally did that. I was working at a gas station and the person who was supposed to relieve me just didn't come in. Like he was late. And it was worse than not coming in at all. He called and said he was going to be there in 30 minutes. And then he wasn't there in 30 minutes. And then he called again and said, hey, I'm really sorry, man. I'm running late. It'll be like another hour.
Wow.
And I called the manager of the gas station and I was like, you need to come in because I have a date with my girlfriend tonight. And we were supposed to be at the movies and she's getting pissed off. I'm getting pissed off. You need to come in and relieve me. And he's like, no, man, I ain't doing that. Like, it's Friday night. I'm not coming in. And I went, okay, then I'm leaving. And I locked up and left the place.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't care because he probably wasn't making a lot either.
And he was like, well.
And he's not invested in
it. The funny thing was, he said, well, if you leave, you're fired. And I went, what do you think I think? Of course I'm fired. I'm quitting, you idiot. Then from the text line, not identifying as your job is spot on. I'm a plumber, 8 through 4, Monday through Friday, and that's it. Used to make small talk with folks about what they did for work. Now I refuse to ask. It's tough in our job not to identify with what you do for a living because our lives are this job. I mean, it's just, that's it. But when I worked in sales, I didn't consider myself, I am a salesperson. Like I am, I consider that my job.
You did sales.
Right. I didn't consider it my identity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quentin.
So I got a few thoughts. I'll get here real quickly. I think part of it is that, companies, and if anybody who signs my paycheck is listening, you know, don't. I think
don't sign the paycheck.
Don't listen. All right. I think that there is a lack of identity because there was a lack of loyalty to employees. How many times do we see stories of companies doing mass layoffs, and it's just like it's just okay now, you know, and like that's fine, and it's in the news every week, every 2 weeks, where a major company is doing mass layoffs, mm-hmm. and that's just like fine with people now. And because there was a lack of loyalty to the employees, why should I have loyalty to my employer? So there needs to be mutual respect there. And while I can have respect for individuals, I don't need to have respect for some big entity. And I think that's where a lot of this comes from.
I think you're right. I mean, I can tell you anytime I've ever been laid off, it was never the decision of the person laying me off.
Oh, it usually isn't.
Yeah. It was
it
never their decision.
Higher than that.
I've been fired directly by people before at other jobs, not in radio, but anytime in this career that I've been laid off, it's been somebody else's decision. And how true, I don't know. But the point is, you're right. It's just some faceless entity who controls your existence now. It's not, oh, I work at the hardware store for Bob at Bob's hardware store. You know what I mean? That was nice. We used to have that world. And now it's gone forever. All right, Jamie, dealer's choice. I'll throw this out at you. You want to talk about Coaster Nuggets or Elon Musk?
What was the first thing you just
said? Coaster Nuggets. A guy got banned from all Six Flags parks for life for eating nuggets, chicken nuggets on a coaster. You want to talk about that?
Like more fun.
Let's lighten that up. All right. Yeah. So that's what happened. A guy got banned from every Six Flag park in America because he ate a 10-piece of chicken McNuggets on a ride at Cedar Point. Have we lost our sense of humor? For life?
Yes.
We'll talk about that next on Midday.
When you first said coaster nuggets.
Uh-huh.
That needs to be a thing. That needs to be something that we create that is a product.
Okay.
Because I didn't think it was food initially. When you said coaster nuggets, I don't know what I thought.
What could it be?
Those are just two very odd words to put together.
Well, so, it is an odd thing. The story's odd. So, yeah.
Yes. This is out of Cairo. This is out of Sandusky, Ohio. A man tried to pull off a stunt where he ate chicken nuggets while riding Millennium Force at Cedar Point. Now he's been banned for life from that one and Six Flags owned parks. It was only a 10-piece?
It was only a 10-piece. The only reason I agree with Cedar Point on this is because he's a YouTuber, and fine. Kick all of them out. Kick every influencer in the park out for life. I'm fine with that. But his name is Alan Farrell. He stuffed a 10-piece of chicken McNuggets down his pants and then ate 7 of them riding the Millennium Force, which is I've ridden that many times at Cedar Point. It's a 93-mile-an-hour, 310-foot giga coaster. And then he posted it. Six Flags, who owns Cedar Point, has banned him for life from all its parks, citing a strict no loose articles rule because food is a choking hazard.
I didn't know the reason.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of like what reason would possibly. I thought it was like indecent exposure. Like maybe because he shoved him down his pants.
He exposed his nuggets. Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, it's because it's a choking hazard at 93 miles an hour. I guess it seems like an overreaction by their part, but I don't know.
Don't you think they're more mad that a YouTuber pulled a prank like this and nobody at the park noticed it while it was happening? You think they're just embarrassed that he got away with this?
I think they did notice it. I mean, but there's nothing they can do when he's on the ride.
Right.
It's not like they can stop the roller coaster. Yeah, Quentin.
I think the reason they were so harsh on this is because they don't want copycats.
Yeah.
So
they and then they don't want somebody choking.
Right. They don't want to make an example of this guy. And then either other influencers, I hate that word, yeah. Other people are going to try and do this themselves. Or like some kid is going to see this and try and do it. And then the kid's going to die.
Well, part of me says, so what? I don't think we're going to be missing out on the person who's going to cure cancer. If they choke on a McNugget that they smuggled in their pants onto the Millennium Force at Cedar Point. But here's what I think. And here's why Cedar Point, of all places, has zero tolerance and chill for this. A few years back, I think it was 2021, a piece of metal flew off of one of their roller coasters, uh-huh. The Dragster, and it put a woman in a hospital with a brain injury so bad. I don't know if she died. I think she might have died, but they had to shut the ride down for like months, and they lost a bunch of money on it because that was a totally different ride. So I think because of that, they're like, look, we don't know what might happen. A woman, the Dragster goes 127 miles an hour up a 420-foot hill, and the only injury they had from it was a bolt flew off the back of it and it hit a woman in the head. I don't know what a McNugget could do at 127 miles an hour, but maybe that's why they're so upset about this.
I asked ChatGPT, what are coaster nuggets? And ChatGPT thought about it for a really long time. Like, I stumped ChatGPT with that, and they didn't really seem to know. Then they got to this definition, most likely meaning, and then they said, sometimes it's confused, like, you mean ice? Like nugget ice.
Yeah.
And so people confuse coaster nuggets with nugget ice. I don't think that happens. I don't.
No.
Just never heard this term before.
Okay. I guess I would call a coaster nugget like a coaster that you could put a shot glass on. Like a tiny little coaster for a shot glass.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a coaster nugget. Yeah. There you go. Because those leave. You know what? Here, marketing. There we go. I am so annoyed when I'm drinking and I have a shot glass out that leaves a ring, but it feels like it's too small to put under a coaster. So here's your coaster nuggets.
I feel like you
are. So small coaster. Okay.
I feel like you are dissing coasters right now, and I don't appreciate that because as a man who uses coasters and despises.
Do coasters have a union? are you supporting the coaster union?
Yeah.
But we're not political.
Don't be hating on coasters. I have some cool ones. They're old N64s. Old N64 games.
Yeah. Buddy, in what way did you think I was insulting coasters?
Though? I don't know. Because you seem like the kind of guy that leaves water runs
I was
everywhere.
Just complaining that I don't...
leaves the glass there all night.
I definitely am. But I was just complaining that I don't have enough coasters. That I don't have a coaster for the shot glasses, which is why I need coaster nuggets.
Mm. And that's a life decision.
We need a list... of the reasons that, and I'm trying to get one from ChatGPT, but I think it doesn't like me at the moment. We need a list of the reasons that people have gotten banned from amusement parks for life. Like, I think we're pretty well aware of what's gotten people banned from airlines for life, and the number two thing on their list is doing stunts for social media, eating food on rides is the first one that comes up.
And it's in a way, it's almost Darwinism. Is that we'll get smarter people because we'll be kicking influencers out. And also, there's no way to do this without letting everyone know that you've done it, you morons. I could easily see me doing this when I was 19 or 20 just to impress my friends and be like, oh, look, here's a picture of me. You notice what's in my hand? There you go. I was eating coaster nuggets.
Sneaking into restricted areas is another big one. Mm. Climbing fences to retrieve a dropped phone.
Yeah.
Walking onto tracks.
Wasn't Ariana, this isn't to do with coasters or amusement parks, but wasn't Ariana Grande banned from a donut place because she kept licking donuts?
I mean, I'm sure you didn't just make that up. That would be a creative thing to pull out of your head and make up. So I'm sure that's true.
I mean, I'm capable of a lot, but no. In 2015,
I'm sure you got that from somewhere.
She was caught on security cameras licking and spitting on trays of unsold donuts at Wolfie Donuts in Lake Elsinore, California.
She
was also heard on the leaked CCTV footage saying, "I hate Americans. I hate America."
And we accept her still as like a major pop star.
I don't know why that's so funny. Those are two totally like incongruent
actions.
The Dixie
Chicks lost their career for doing something like that. She gets away with it?
Well, she got banned from Wolfie Donuts for life. Yeah. But those are two incongruent. I hate Americans. Blah, I'm going to lick a donut. What?
That seems like a very ChatGPT story.
If only the 9/11 terrorist had decided to go into a donut shop instead of get on planes. That's all I'm saying. If you can express your hatred for America by licking donuts. The Dunkin' could have saved us all.
It had to be like American flag donuts, right?
I don't know.
ChatGPT says it's a little exaggerated.
That she
licked donuts that were on display and not hers. She did say, "I hate America."
Why is that so funny?
ChatGPT is dismissing this as not being that big of a deal. They said, and I like the ChatGPT talks like us. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a formal legal thing, more of a store owner decision after she tampered with food. No criminal charges were filed because the shop owner chose not to pursue it, but he could have.
What her reasoning was from her concern about childhood obesity.
Oh my gosh.
So you were licking donuts as a protest against fat children.
So that kids would not have access to them.
By the way, I'm sure there's plenty of dudes out there that would pay $20,000 for those donuts.
She's listening to that Michelle propaganda. That's what she was doing.
All right. 913-586-7798.
OnlyFans category?
Yeah. Hey, what's your favorite OnlyFans category? That's coming up. I'm not kidding.
Let me also just say hi to the person that accidentally texted us instead of whoever they wanted to know they had a bladder infection.
So sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Hope that clears
usually
up.
Usually we get the texts about lunch orders. The accidental text when you mean to text someone else. Usually it's, hey, what do you want on your burger?
But I was telling Quentin, we need to have a Hall of Fame of inadvertent texts that come into the show randomly. If they're not for another show.
Usually they're one for, sometimes they're for the one next door.
Which always makes you wonder what text they're getting.
Because and it's usually when we get the stuff from the sports station, it has nothing to do with sports, which makes it, which is odd to us always. It's always like one was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
They were talking about romantic restaurants for Valentine's Day.
It was something about
slow sports day, maybe.
I don't get a steak, then whatever. So we were talking about people being banned for life from things. I have a list in front of me. Somebody got banned from every Walmart and Sam's Club. Because they were doing a self-checkout scanning trick where they were basically stealing. That's understandable. But a Philadelphia 76ers fan lost season tickets and was banned indefinitely from Wells Fargo Center after dumping popcorn on Russell Westbrook, who is a basketball player. He deserves it. He sucked. He was good, but then he kind of fell off. Ben Affleck claims, so take this for what it's worth. Ben Affleck claims he was reportedly banned from playing blackjack at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas after counting cards.
Really? They take that seriously.
I don't know why, but I would be more likely to believe Matt Damon than Ben Affleck on that one. He seems like the smarter of the two.
He seems like the more mature, healthier one.
Ben Affleck seems like he'd be willing to lie about that to impress J-Lo. A lot of people have been banned from sporting events for overstepping, grabbing players, doing things like that. The NBA finals start tonight. I'm genuinely shocked that we still in this day and age have courtside seats where anybody can just be sitting there. But it's always fascinating because the Knicks are in the finals and they call it Celebrity Row. Those courtside seats are like hundreds of thousands of dollars for this game.
But anybody can get them.
Ben Stiller is going to have to do like three more Meet the Fokker movies if this goes to Game 7. Uh-huh. He is going to have to do so many more. Timothy Chalamet is going to be in Dune 7 if this series goes on. So anyway, I hope you guys don't get banned from anything. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Love you. Danny Parks is next. Bye.